This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Attention returns today to the Massachusetts State House, where the legislature again is considering amending the state constitution to ban gay marriage. Lawmakers are under pressure to act since the state's high court ruled that gays have a constitutional right to marry. Courts across the nation are taking steps toward redefining same-sex relationships. NPR's Tobias Smith reports the courts increasingly are treating gay and lesbian couples as if they are already married and are setting precedents.
Ironically, some of the cases where courts come closest to treating gays and lesbians like they're married are those cases where gays and lesbians break up. The decisions span the country, from Washington State, where a court recently called a lesbian relationship, quote, marriage-like and ordered a divorce-like split of the couple's assets, to Massachusetts, where courts have upheld gays and lesbians' rights to visitation with their ex's children. Just last week, Massachusetts High Court took on the issue of gays and lesbians and child support. In that case, a lesbian woman had a baby through in vitro fertilization, but she and her partner broke up before the baby was born. Now, attorney Bennett Klein wants the court to force her ex to pay child support just as if she were an ex-husband and a biological parent.
If you're responsible for bringing your children into the world, whether you regret it or not, whether you think it was a wise decision or not, you brought that child into the world and you have an obligation to that child. And that is true for a same-sex relationship, and it's true for a heterosexual relationship. They are on the hook for child support.
If Massachusetts High Court agrees, it will be the latest in a slew of decisions nationwide that effectively chip away around the edges of the issue of gay marriage. Without actually dealing with marriage, the courts are treating gay and lesbian relationships as if they're married, and they're establishing a body of case law that gives gays and lesbians broad spouse-like rights. The cases run the gamut, from a New York man's right to inherit his partner's rent-control apartment, which was supposed to be only for family, to another's right to sue for damages when a partner is injured or killed. Elizabeth Bartholet is a professor at Harvard Law School.
Modern-day courts are saying more and more, whether it's a heterosexual unmarried couple or a same-sex unmarried couple, to the degree they look like a traditional husband-wife family unit, they may often get to be treated as such.
Gay rights activists say they're fighting a two-track battle, hoping for the ultimate prize of full-fledged gay marriage, but at the same time working quietly in the background, trying to win the benefits of marriage piece by piece. Jenny Pizer, with the gay rights group Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund, says the court decisions mean that gay and lesbian couples in some jurisdictions can now presume to have certain rights, and they can use the cases as precedents to fight for others.
We've had a decade of cases, and each case is a building block, and as the years pass, we build a steady platform of support within the law. And then we look back and see what we've built, and couples are able to use those protections in a practical way.
It's exactly why the rulings have some opponents of gay marriage so worried. Amherst College professor of jurisprudence Hadley Arkus sees the trend in the courts as a dangerous threat to the institution of marriage. Unlike a law that might redefine marriage to include two men or two women, these court decisions set no limits and open the door to even further interpretation.
We know that when the law starts permitting, you start encouraging. We've had many people coming forth wanting to test these limits of the polyamorous, the incestuous. We haven't wanted for these examples. Well, that is more troubling because I think it gives rise to many other implications that I don't think even gay activists would find congenial.
Gay activists dismiss that kind of argument as an attempt to inflame or distract from the real issue of gay rights. Strategically, advocates are hoping that the growing number of court decisions recognizing gay and lesbian couples may soften opposition and pave the way for gay marriage. Opponents, however, will try to use the trend to their own benefit, arguing that since gay and lesbian couples are accumulating so many rights through the courts already, gay marriage becomes much less urgent. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.